latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. And reports are claiming that City could cause a storm down under after pulling strings to sign Melbourne City's Aaron Moy. Well, Socceroos fans do not want one of Australia's shining lights to quit their National A-League, but that looks as though it could be the case, and they'll be furious to see a move between clubs owned by the same man. Well, Sheikh Mansour is best known for transforming Manchester City, but the billionaire's global company City Football Group also own Melbourne City. To make matters worse, City will not even include the playmaker in their Premier League squad next season. Well, Moy, 25, is expected to be farmed out to Belgium for a year to toughen up before coming back to City and hopefully pushing for a first team place. Well, Melbourne knocked back a £1 million bid for Moy from Saudi side El Nasser at the turn of the year. He was on a youth scholarship at Bolton before switching to St Mirren, where he made his Scottish Premier League debut aged 20. But he's really gone from strength to strength since heading to Australia. And now Manchester City are keen to bring him back to the Premier League. And finally, City are reportedly confident of wrapping up a deal to sign the Athletic Bilbao defender Aymeric Laporte this week. The Frenchman has been coveted by City since March and is considered by Pep Guardiola to have the desired qualities to tighten up a defence which conceded more goals than any of City's top four rivals last season. Well, Guardiola has already secured the signature of Borussia Dortmund midfielder Ilkay Gundogan this summer, and it's now reported that Laporte will be heading to the Etihad once terms have been agreed on a contract expected to run until 2019.